Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
We're on the radio, though.
And we're online every Wednesday evening.
Thank you, Megan. That's amazing.
You're welcome. You can find us at umfm.com.
Oh, excellent.
So, we are a show about video games.
Yeah.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
So, we have a vast and ever-growing collection of games that it seems it's almost impossible to get caught up with.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong. I'm doing it. No, I'm not.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, okay, I beat a game.
What game did you beat?
I beat Resident Evil 8 like I said I would. And, yeah. It took me under 7 hours.
I'm very proud of you. You did it.
Yeah. It was... Yeah. It makes me kind of, like, I could probably handle scary games that are, like, action-based, but anything else, I can't. Now, like, but Resident Evil 8 is, like, sincerely very fun. It does have some good, like, scary moments, it does, but on the whole, it's not that scary, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't strike me as being as scary as other entries into the series.
I would say, like, the comparison to Resident Evil 4 is probably the most apt, just based on, like, the progression of things. There's a village, there's a castle, there's some industrial mine stuff. Yeah, like, I think it's pretty, like, it does take a lot of, I guess, notes from that one, which was, by all means, a way more action-y Resident Evil than the ones we had seen before. So, I think it's a fine Resident Evil. Lots of people are kind of like, I guess sort of iffy about it or even complaining about the length. And granted, like, I kind of sped through this game because I wanted to beat it and just have it done. Because I do, that's how I play my video games sometimes. Sometimes when I'm not that invested. And I was invested in this is that I will probably play it again just because it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's enjoyable to play. But, I don't know, it's a Resident Evil game. The stories don't necessarily, like, take me as they used to in my youth, but that's okay. Like, I understand. They're just sort of, they're cheesy, and Resident Evil games were never, like, serious, and they never should be. Like, to the fullest extent of seriousness. Because they're not. They're just, like, they're wacky.
They get real cheesy, like they...
Yeah, there's a lot of things that people say that are cheesy. There's a lot of just... It's sort of movie monster shenanigans in this one, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
I like it all. I liked... You know, it's fine. My wish did not come true that, like, these are slight spoilers. Chris doesn't die. So my wish didn't come true that Chris will be... get yeeted out of the series. He won't be, and the more spoilers, sort of, but the ending or the after credit scene tells me that he will live much longer than I want him to, which I just think they should get rid of Chris. We were sort of talking, me and my friends, and Megan, who is my friend, I was like,
no,
me,
this
my friend,
is the only
Aunt,
thing we do, the only
Megan.
Time we talk throughout yeah, the week.
It's true.
We are compatriots of an ilk.
Acquaintances, if you will. but we were talking about how it would be very interesting if they just made Chris the next Wesker kind of situation, that he becomes what he hates. I would love that.
Do a Fast and Furious Vin Diesel on him.
I've only seen Tokyo Drift, so your references are meaningless to me. But because Vin Diesel wasn't in that one, just FYI. So anyway, I hope that they will do something with the other characters. I think there will be some DLC, and I'm hoping that they will put Ada in this, because I've seen some concept art, because Ada was supposed to be Ada Wong from Resident Evil 2 and 4 and 6. Probably some others, but those are the most important ones.
She's an interesting character.
She's really great. I like her a lot. I think she's one of the more interesting Resident Evil characters. It would be fascinating why she's here and why she's in Romania, which is where Resident Evil village takes place. I was going to say Resident Evil 11. Oh, we're not there yet. Soon. Like, on, there are more than 11 Resident Evil games, but, like, in the main series, right?
Yeah.
Just so you know, there are more than that amount of games.
Which is the one that we started together? Code Veronica?
No, that's Resident Evil Revelations 2. Which, once again, there is so many side spin-off games. Not, and some of them are good, some of them are bad. But yeah, there's a lot of Resident Evil games, but in the main series. Which, because the main series, I would say, dives more into the quote-unquote lore. And of course, it's continually getting more and more wacky, but I don't care. I hope the DLC for this includes Ada, because once again, we have concept art of her for this game, and her design is really, really cool.
It was a really cool design. And yeah. It's kind of a shame they didn't put her in the main story.
Sure. Yeah, like, it is a shame. At the same time, like, I don't know how they would have fit her in. I'm confused at, like, what they think they're doing. Which, like, obviously, I'm fine with it. Like, I would love to see Ada. I would love to see more characters from the old Resident Evil games rather than Chris, because I don't like Chris. He's boring. Ada would be amazing, and it would be interesting to the reason why she's there. But I think, like Resident Evil 7, we will get some DLC for Village.
Awesome. And
there was quite a bit of DLC for Resident Evil 7, like quite a bit. So, and which included quite a bit of lore stuff. So I'm pretty sure we'll get some. Hopefully Ada will be included in that. That would be neat.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So, I started up a new game today called Death and Taxes, and it is by Placeholder Games, an Estonian indie game developer.
Okay.
So, I have had this game sitting on my PC since I got the gaming PC, because I got it as one of the itch.io bundles.
Okay.
And it is a sort of choose-your-own-adventure situation where you play a brand new minted Grim Reaper.
Okay.
In the employ of Fate, who has charged you with going and being a Grim Reaper.
Is this sort of like pixely looking? Am I visualizing this correctly?
It's not. No, it's a watercolor based art style.
Okay.
I believe the studio has done pixel based stuff in the past, or is working more towards it.
Yeah.
No, this is more of a watercolor sort of situation. It's very cool. I like the art style a lot.
Okay, what's the gameplay like?
The gameplay is you have to sit at your desk and determine out of an assortment of sheets who lives and who dies. These are people who are living their lives. You get some certain facts about them, and depending on who you decide to spare and who you decide to not spare, will affect the storyline.
Is this like the death version of Papers, Please?
I've never played Papers, Please, but I'm guessing it is very similar.
Well, okay, yes. So you've seen someone play Papers, Please, where it's basically you have to go through their files and make sure they're allowed through. Basically, that's sort of what it is.
Pretty much. And then whoever you decide to spare can either have good outcomes.
Yeah, or bad outcomes.
Or bad outcomes.
Not to say that ripping off Paper, Please isn't a good idea, because it's a great idea, because that's a really great game.
This has a 9 out of 10 on Steam.
Yeah, no, well, Paper, Please is very... Yeah. It's very well... Paper, Please is incredibly well known. Lucas Pope does, like, once again, Oberdin is probably one of my favorite games. It's so fascinating. But I'm like, if you're going to rip someone off, might as well be him.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, just conceptually, or just like the gameplay, that does sound like Papers, Please. But also then with a dash of Grim Fandango, right?
A little bit. You get to customize your Grim.
Okay. Yeah.
And you get assigned a random number to be your name.
Okay.
I have been deemed Grim 96.
Okay.
And every day you go and report to Fate, and he will judge on whether you're doing a good job or whether you are not really keeping the balance of life and death going.
Interesting.
So there is some stuff happening in the real world. We don't know what it is yet. And there's four different routes that you can choose between, whether it's going to be a peaceful situation or if you're going to doom the world to chaos.
Okay.
Depending on how many people you take out or who you leave alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm having a lot of fun with this. I love being able to parse out, like, okay, this person is a nurse, but they are using their power for bad, so they do not get to survive.
Okay,
This person just likes to plant grass, and only grass. They don't like flowers, they don't like trees. Do I leave them alive, or do I push them towards death?
Yeah. Like it's weird sort of situations.
Yeah. So it's fully voice acted, and it's got some really good music going on.
Cute. That does sound interesting.
Yeah, it's well worth a checkout. It's $12.99 on the Switch right now.
Oh, okay.
So it is on Switch, and it's on PC, on all the PC formats.
Oh, that's neat.
And I had to take a break from Resident Evil 8 to pick up one of our other games that we had purchased.
Yeah.
I am talking about Pokemon Snap.
Yes.
Which came out last weekend. That's when we picked it up. Last weekend being May 7th.
Okay.
So Pokemon Snap, who... You were a fan of the original game for the N64.
Yes, I beat that game.
I had to play it at a friend's place all the time, and it's the only game that I really wanted to play, because it was one game that I was actually pretty good at.
Oh, yeah, no, I never owned an N64 until I was an adult. So, I only played this, but I beat it. I beat the game, eventually. It's fun. Pokemon Snap is basically, you take pictures of Pokemon. That's it.
Pretty much how it goes.
Yeah.
You get graded on four different levels of poses and different Pokemon you can find in the levels on different routes, because each level has a different route that you can go down.
Mm-hmm.
If you get better pictures, you get more points. More points means you unlock different features, such as throwing fruit at the Pokemon to get different reactions.
Yeah.
And instead of doing the Pester Balls like they had in the N64 version, there's these... crystal blooms that you can activate or throw crystal bloom balls at Pokemon to get them to have different reactions as well.
Oh, cool.
So they have been sort of playing with a Pokemon Snap sort of situation since Sun and Moon, and it's nice to see this in a fully 3D format now.
Yeah, like, I know what you're talking about with the Sun and Moon. I didn't like it. I hated it, in fact. I just thought it was not enjoyable, and it literally, people have been asking for this game forever. I know there was, like, a not very good port of it to the Wii U, like, original Pokemon Snap.
Right.
But it's just, like, yeah, people have been waiting for a very long time, and obviously they were, like, when the Switch happens, like, that's a perfect utilization of the Switch, is to bring back this game that everybody loved, plus there's a million Pokemon now. Like, that was when there was the original 150. Like, yeah. that's... And obviously not even the all 150 are in that game. You know, it's a smaller game, but it's still, like, it's legit. It's fun. It's cute. It's just very chill, right?
That's the whole idea of it, is this is a non-combat game. You're literally just going out trying to get the best picture of Pokemon or get the best responses out of them as you possibly can. So I've been having a lot of time just sort of relaxing, taking pictures. There is motion controls that you can use if you want to have the idea of taking pictures, or you can turn that off. And it's, I highly recommend it if you're looking for a new Pokemon game. You're just waiting for that new Pokemon drop. This is a good chill game.
Yeah.
And we do like a chill game here, but there's only so long you can play Animal Crossing.
I can't, because it makes me anxious. Unlike other games, I was like, Animal Crossing, Mario, normal Mario. Where he has to jump over things just gives me anxiety. I don't want to have to take care of a house when I already have to take care of a house. I like Animal Crossing. It's visually awesome, but I can't have that responsibility.
If I want to pick up stuff, I'll pick up stuff in real life.
Yeah, like it's fine. I don't see that, like, it's just not for me. For other people, I can 100% see why people enjoy it. So I'm not, I'll never knock Animal Crossing. It's just like, I spent so much time with New Leaf, and that was enough for me. So that's all I have to say about that.
And in Pokemon Snap for the Switch, you can also share pictures with other people that you're friends with or throughout the globe. You can choose your favorite ones and people can judge them for you.
Cute.
So that it is quite cute, and there's just there is so much in this game that I'm just having a lot of fun with, and yeah. I'm gonna try and unlock all the secrets because apparently there is a legendary Pokemon, Celebi, that you get to meet later on.
Celebi makes sense. Like they didn't, but not Mew.
Oh, I wish they had Mew again because
I was just wondering if they would put Mew back. Yeah, they Mew was the Pokemon, the legendary Pokemon in the original Pokemon Snap. That's what I'm trying to say. Jeez,
they never use Mew enough, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and that is what I've been playing this week, and I know that you
Mewtwo is cooler.
Oh, is this how this is gonna go?
I mean, like that's why they gave him like 4 movies.
Yeah, but Mew is so cute and
fine.
Small and capable of fighting Mewtwo.
Sure.
It's the original.
No, Mewtwo's cooler.
Anyway, and I know that you have also been playing more games. You checked out a new scary game in the past week.
Yes. Because I got it for, well, I got it for very cheap. Which, like, I can sort of see why. So I played, it's called Last Year, The Nightmare. Because actually it's like the second, the other one is, I think it's just called Last Year. And what it is, it's your, I don't want to say it's your typical, but it is sort of like a asymmetrical game where one person is the killer of sorts and then the other people are, in this case, you're in like 1996 and you're a bunch of teenagers trying to escape. Usually it's like school area. Like you're in a high school, you're in a library, you're in a bell tower. I don't know why the bell. Like I assume this is like some kind of campus or
like a university sort of situation, but
yeah,
more
I like please, I don't understand. I don't know. Like it didn't we didn't look at that much of like the area kind of thing. There are some neat aspects of it. Like you can sort of choose a class at the beginning. There's 4 different classes which are like fighter, healer, technician, and there's the scout. And this game has a mechanic where basically you can go around and search for scraps, and then each sort of class has a different items that you can make. Obviously, some are like for fighting. There's bombs. Some are for healing. Like sometimes you can make, you can make like healing supplies for people. It's fine. Being the killer is interesting. I think that's probably the most enjoyable aspect. One nice thing, though, is that even if you get killed by the killer, you can sort of be rescued. Like, it's one of those... It's like Left 4 Dead. When you get killed, you get popped into a closet somewhere and someone has to get you.
That's a pretty neat mechanic, actually.
Yeah, no, I don't hate that because, once again, it doesn't take people out of the game. And it sort of gives, like, say, like, the killer a chance because you have to go save somebody kind of situation. And so there are 3 different killers you can play. One is, like, a big sort of Hulk guy. One is a guy with, like, a chain. And then the other guy is, like, your run-of-the-mill slasher situation.
So movie monsters, but off-brand.
A little bit, yeah. Like, one thing I noticed from this one versus the last year has a spider monster, which I was a little bit like, I was a little excited to play a spider monster. I didn't realize it was in the other game. I will mention that the reviews of this game are mixed because I think it's the amount that there is nobody to play with and you have to have 6 people to play. You have to have the 5 students and then the 1 killer. You have to. Which I think can, you know, like if you don't have a group of 6 people who all play the game at the same time, you know, or, and you know, it's just not, it's definitely not as something as polished as say like, Dead by Daylight, which I feel similar. It's more similar to an extent. It's basically kind of like you're going, for you as the students, you're going around trying to basically open a gate.
Right.
And that's about it. You have to find supplies. It's a variety. Like, either you have to hack computers, you have to fill up something with gas. I forget what the other one was. And the killer obviously has to stop them and kill them. The killer gets this thing that they sort of, it's like a shadow mode, where they disappear and they can do, like, it's like a trap master mode, I want to say.
Huh.
Where basically you can put a bunch of traps down, you can booby trap, like, any boxes that would have, scrap in it that people would go through. And of course everybody will go through scrap always, like always.
Right.
And you can just, like, that was how, like, I was the most successful killer of our six-person group because I took advantage. I was like, oh, when I press this button, oh, I can make traps now. Oh, okay. So, like, once I figured that out, that was pretty fun. But I think it's an amount of, like, being the killer is probably the most fun. Nobody really wants to be the students. It's not as fun. Even if you get, like, at one point you can get a gun. Like, you can kill the killer, right?
Or
the,
yeah, you can defend yourself.
Yeah, which is fine. I think that's fine. Obviously, the killer will come back. But in this case, the killer has to choose between the three different killers that are available. Mm-hmm. And the one that you've downed is out of commission for, like, I don't know, a minute or two or something.
Yeah.
So you have to choose between another one. Which isn't the worst mechanic, but, like, it does leave you to choose, like, you have to choose a little carefully. Like, it does provide you, I guess, a little more strategy that you would, like, maybe start out with one killer and then die and then switch to another killer kind of situation.
That's kind of a mechanic I want to see in Dead by Daylight, is the ability to defend yourself properly against the...
Yeah, like, I think...
Or something to that.
Yeah, Dead by Daylight, different game. For sure. Even just in, like, the ratio of people.
Yes.
I think it is a little, like, unbalanced, this game, Last Night in the Nightmare. Like, I think if they could figure out a better balancing system, it would be very enjoyable, but it's fine. Like, I got it for under $3, so I'm not going to complain much.
If you and specifically five other friends want to entertain yourselves.
Yeah, five or more. Yeah. Literally. Yeah, no, because yeah, lots of us bought it because it was on sale. And we're like, let's all play this game because it's on sale.
The graphics look really good.
It's a good looking game. It's not, it's just kind of has some things that could be better that I think could be changed. Even more killers. Like, the killers are, I feel they're a little too similar. They're all just dudes who kill. So... give me the spider. I would like the spider.
Bring back the spider.
Yeah.
So, Resident Evil 8, it's off. It's good. It's well worth checking out.
I enjoyed it. I think it's a very, it's a nice addition to the Resident Evil franchise.
Death and Taxes, if you like Papers, Please, this is well worth a look as well. Especially if you also like Grim Fandango.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap is a chill time on the Switch. And, last year,
The Nightmare, if you can buy it, if you can find your five good chums and you have $2.30, you'll be okay.
All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week, and keep changing.
Bye.
Thousand 600 people die every day on earth, and if that's not a reason to cry, well, it's an awful lot of paperwork. It's your first day at work. Have you settled in? Shaken off the rigor mortis? Sorted out your pencil tin? Welcome to our newest resident skeleton. What better heaven than a desk to spend forever in? Now your body may be shriveled up and worthless. At least we know your funeral will be a civil service. Persons so superfluous are living on the surface. It's nothing so perturbing, we're just trimming off the surplus. It isn't murder if you cause a little accident. We prefer to word it as some mortal middle management. There's the door, we've got millions of applicants dying with some corporate incorporeal entanglement. Everything living has to die, but to die you need not apply. We'll find you when your time's through. Take a number in line, live your life and we'll be right behind you. Nothing's certain but death and taxes, so I guess you better get some practice. Nothing's certain but death and taxes, so I guess you better, so I guess you better. You've got targets to prove yourself. Here's some targets, peruse yourself. Shoo a few humans off the marble shelf to the floor. We'll be polishing the coffins as you offer a couple more.
We need a botanist, two paleontologists. Scientologist, a newspaper columnist whose views may be communist, a shoe salesman, possible balloon hobbyist, just another couple pop clogs for your shopping list. No slacking on the grave packing, evermore to kill, death row deplorables, incurable, some sort of ill. Every person, animal and plant has a form to fill. We've got department solely tasked with killing chlorophyll. So of course you will tow the lifeline and behave, or you'll be filing dandelion before you've had your tea break. Humanity's in balance if that balance isn't repaid. Interns can be inhuman and replaced.
Everything living has to die, but to die you need not apply. We'll find you when your time's through. Take a number, wait in line, live your life and we'll be right behind you. Nothing certain but death and taxes, so I guess you'd better get some practice. Nothing certain but death and taxes, so I guess you better, so I guess you better.
Ashes to ashes, 9 to 5, the light in the tunnel has been privatized. Robes were so behind the times, these obituaries don't give any time besides. Population moderation's not the worst fate, your occupation's the salvation of the hearse trade. For generations we've been racing for the first place, but we've spent the centuries in second to the birth rate.
Everything living has to die, but to die you need not apply. We'll find you when your time's through. Take a number, wait in line, live your life and we'll be right behind you. Nothing certain but death and taxes, so I guess you better get some practice. Nothing certain but death and taxes, so I guess you better, so I guess you better.
Dearly indentured, we are gathered here today to pay tribute to the life of the departed and to welcome him to the office. May he rest employed.